So the secret space stuff's not going to go away. I want to just give an online, on-air greeting to Bill Ryan. I mentioned him earlier. I've always had a great deal of respect for Bill, and it and a message that he wrote was basically forwarded to me. And I would like to read this on the air. I respect him enough. I want this to be out there. So Bill Ryan said he was listening very carefully to what I had to say earlier, and he thanks me for my kind words to him. And he said he agreed with me about the personality thing. Kudos, he's right with me. But he adds, it's about more than critiquing individually presented claims. He writes, there's a high-level campaign here, and we have to be thinking about this from the point of view of an enemy general wanting to lay waste to the community, not a maverick individual who's decided on his own to lay waste to it. He goes on and says, it's likely to be being orchestrated and planned. And if it is, we're going to be crushed underfoot as a research community unless we get smart and aware quite quickly. The good researchers are in danger of being marginalized. He finally just adds, I totally know what Richard means and admire and respect it, but when we're merely critiquing individual claims, we are also only focusing on individuals, just in a different way. So I think that's well said. And I think it's important, actually, that one of the things we have to be looking at is whether or to what extent we can determine such claims are being orchestrated from beyond. I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to. It's possible to know if these individuals that are out there are being orchestrated from some entity behind them. I don't rule any of this out. If I were on the dark side and I were in charge of maintaining secrecy on the UFO subject, I would definitely want to create dissension and disunity and lay waste to the UFO research community such as it is. I would want to do that. In fact, look, we know this is precisely what the United States intelligence community has done to other countries. In my studies of false flags and color revolution phenomenon, you know, for example, the U.S. ambassador to Syria back in 2006 was talking about starting rumor campaigns among Shiite and Sunni Muslims in Syria to create sectarian strife. And in fact, the United States was working the exact same game in Iraq a couple of years earlier in 2004 and 2005 under the nefarious U.S. ambassador John Negroponte. In other words, you start rumors, you sow dissension, you create strife, and you disarm a community that way. The FBI, in its infamous COINTEL program of the 1950s and 60s, did precisely the same thing. They did it to the Black Panthers. They did it to Students for a Democratic Society. They undermined active, viable organizations that were working for progressive change, and they destroyed them. And one of the ways they destroyed them was by orchestrating behind the scenes a campaign of undermining and getting people to fight each other and creating fake stories and fake rumors and so forth. So this is something that the United States intelligence community has a history of doing. And I think Bill is right. We do need to be mindful of this type of thing happening here. Having said that, I will continue to maintain those researchers who are out there on the pro or con side who are doing their work with good intentions are people that I do want to maintain good relations with. We are in this together. We can be critiquing each other. But I'm interested in those people who are actually out there trying their best to get to the bottom of this. So I'll just leave it at that.